Blog Talk Radio.
Basically, they will start off with an initial question. They'll have 2 minutes to respond to the question, either answer the question, and then after that, fairly frequent in terms of how they get through that 15 minutes.
I thought Eastern Time has within the 3 minute mark now. The moderator at these events has broad discretion on the subject topic. Cole Wallace, you have lived this, follow ups and the like.
All right. You're on in the Tivoli Lounge. Yes, you are. We're here on a special night. Yeah, the special night being the live first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Should be a great evening. This is just an open mic night out here where we can make comments as the debate is going on. So turn on your television set. Get into the Tivoli Lounge where you can make open comments throughout the night. All right? All right, y'all, let's do this. Tell you, Let's go, Hillary.
States and with it firing all
most of their people. All you have to do is take a look at carrier air condition in Indianapolis. They left for 14 years. They went to Mexico. So many hundreds and hundreds of companies are doing this. We cannot let it happen. Under my plan.
Hey, what's going on, Nate?
From 35% to 15% fuel companies.
Hold on.
That's going to
this crazy orange man.
He's not answering the question. Welcome to the show, Lance, girl. I'm glad you made it out here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm
so happy to be here.
Well, we're the only two in here right now, so we're going to sit back. She's about to get in that ass right now.
Okay. I'm going to put on my phone because I got an echo. Hold on for a second.
We also, though, need to have
okay.
Can you hear me better? Yeah, she's about to get in his – she's starting to get in his ass real good.
You're getting an echo? I can turn mine down if you get an echo.
No, I'm not getting any more. I put it on my phone instead.
Oh, okay. Very
I was hooking
good.
Up through the
very
internet,
good.
Checking out the looks.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. I see the secret Tivoli Lounge. The guest host.
I see it.
I see that we got another person in there, Nate. So I'm just open
okay.
mic. Y'all make comments as you want. Open
okay.
mic night.
All right. Hillary's getting a little intense now.
Yes.
This is the first I've ever heard her come down to earth like this.
Yes. She busts them out.
Yeah, she's rocking it right now.
Yes, she is.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Very good, Hillary.
Mm-hmm. That's all he knows.
He's not going to have an answer.
The best ever added.
They make his clothes.
Trump ain't paid taxes since I don't know how long. I don't even know why he's paying taxes. If he paid his taxes, we'd be all right.
He's not answering the question again.
Yeah. It's important to what?
Yeah.
Put on a good... Here he goes. Look at her face. Tighten up. Get him, Hill.
He's not answering the question. That's just going to pull him up.
Thing. He hasn't done a thing. Yours.
Yeah. Good, Lester. Because he never answered the question.
Yep.
He's still not answering the question.
Yeah, he's getting the matrix right now. About to break his back. How? How is that? How do you stop them?
Right.
No plan. He has no plan.
He has none whatsoever. He's still not
Jimmy Fallon
the question.
Does. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon does Trump better than Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, drink some water, Trump.
Mm-hmm. Get him, girl. I remember he said it, too. Ooh, here he goes. He's on the tip.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's been mad.
Mm-hmm. You can see it.
He's drinking water. Ah!
Trying to cool off. Looking like heat miser. Look at his face. Got that right.
Mm-hmm. He's getting so mad.
It's this one. He's not writing no notes. He's trying to make it look good. Look at him.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt. This classic. he wants to rip her apart. Look at his face. This is real crazy what we're watching right now. Oh my God.
Is this going to go on for 90 minutes?
Oh my God. He is so stupid. Lost plenty of money in solar panels. Are you serious? Oh my gosh. Solar energy didn't put us out of work.
He just ran him then.
Oh my gosh. Ask your administration. They're the ones who put us $20 million in debt. You and the Republicans. 230 years to. What? What is he talking about? Semi exact. What?
What?
He's tripping. Incentive to build new companies. We don't have the training for the people to get these jobs.
Right.
He doesn't invest in education. He's an orangeless wonder. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. I'm going to get thrown out the room now. Oh, he cut her off, but she can't say nothing. Oh, here we go.
No, he's just going to keep saying this all night long.
Yeah, he's a... Oh, here we go. Serious total disrespect right here. Her husband isn't on the platform tonight. She has her own career, fool.
He's interrupting her.
Yeah, he's just really rude. He's so disrespectful. He needs to own his own island on Mars. I'm so serious. Take them all with you. Mm-mm.
Thank you.
She don't know what to do with this. Look at her.
She's got so many details and plans. She didn't even know what the hell she's talking about.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. WWE.
Okay. Okay.
Let him ride, Hillary. Let him ride. He'll bury himself. Where manufacturer is down. Like what?
It's out of control.
She should talk to him about his ties and his clothes being made in China. And what partner? And why is his whole total foundation for Trump, the local, business headquarters, all sitting in Russia?
He
go
is
to
angry.
Bang him right now. Mm-hmm. Don't bite Hillary. She should just let him sit there and rattle off. Ooh. Ooh.
She has him rattled early.
Yeah. She got him on his heels right now. Don't bite Hillary.
Good job, Hillary.
No, you're
angry already. She's doing an excellent job.
Absolutely. Take him, Hillary. Just remain. Just stay on your line. Stay in the lane.
Yeah. And he is out of control.
Yeah. He's so disrespectful. But this is what the others want.
Very good, Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. He is so angry.
Here it comes. Here it comes. He is so rude. Let her finish. Look at her face. She has gone off in her head. Ronald Reagan, really? He's the one who started us in the trash.
Yeah.
He took green beans and made ketchup as a vegetable from
school.
And we had some good damn green beans in high school.
Tripping.
He's still not saying a plan. He has no plan.
None.
Bigly.
He is stupid.
Bigly.
He's lost it.
Oh, Bigly.
Oh, another hour and 15 minutes.
Ah.
Ah. Hillary.
Look at him sipping. He's probably got vodka. I can't see he got some vodka in that glass. Mm-mm.
That was good, Hillary. The fact checker.
The only thing he's pushing her. Yeah, the only thing. He's going to take credit for her work.
My asshole, you're a liar.
Yeah. She just opened the door. Look at his. He always does the fingers. Ah, drives me nuts. Ooh, did you hear the crowd? He She is so pissed. Oh my god.
He's such an asshole.
He fell right into it. Oh my god.
What?
It's my bosses, man. We're gonna be at war in 10 days.
He is so angry. I tell you, she's got under his skin already.
Yeah. He's sizzling.
He's kicking his butt hard.
He thinks the wealthy are going to create more jobs? This man,
no.
He's off the chain. He's off the chain.
Regan's in the other room saying he hasn't answered any questions, and he's right.
Not one. Not one. Who is he talking about? That's because that's you, fool. He's talking about himself right now.
Yes.
And he's putting out all the secrets.
Yes, he is.
He's not even thinking anymore.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Call from Brown Beach.
That's got my mom back. This is too exciting.
Call from Brown Beach.
She's calling. I'll call her after the debate. Because she's smarter than Trump is. She doesn't
yeah.
want to stoop to his level. She's laughing on the inside because he got him. He's just tripping right now. Oh, now he's going through an inner city.
You laugh.
Why not? Oh my god. Lester needs to step up and control this debate right now. He's going to say he got robbed. Watch. She told Lester to change it and he changed it for her. I can hear it now.
That is so funny.
Girl, Sunday Night Live is going to have a blast with this.
He hates that he has to stand up there and debate with a woman that's so much more highly educated than he is.
He can't stand it. He got kicked out of all the military schools, girl, because he just is not, he's not a learner. He don't want to hear nothing.
No. No. He's kicking his butt left and right.
Mhm. He is just—he's just tripping.
Is she right here?
She's getting
correct.
Mhm. She's right.
Yeah.
That's how y'all gonna make money at the top.
That's it.
The
contributions we should be making
to rebuild the middle class. I don't think top down works in America. I think building the middle class.
Tell him, Hill, you've been working with Bernie.
That's right.
Helping people refinance their tax, their
you got it. Oh my God. There's no respect for Lester either. Secretary Clinton. Now look.
Mm-hmm. She's never going to answer any questions.
You got that.
Never
right. He can put the finger so hard, but he never
reflects
on his role in any of this.
That's correct. And he can't even do a plan.
Yeah, if anybody ever told him, one of his best strategies could be, I have been on the other side, and I am learning what's happening of the effect of how people in that top 1% live. And I know in my plan what I can do to help because I understand better now anything, but this is crap right here.
Yeah.
He's just crappy. That's getting a little intense. Has hand on his hip. Everybody a little intense up there. Yeah, release him. He's been waiting for them to fix some babies up.
He's tripping.
Uh-oh.
Ain't no routine about it. You can still release him. He's joking, man. He's got to be joking to think we're going to believe that, boo-boo. We already knew this. Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
Hillary, she's like, we're just repeating what we just said. Probably wondering how much more orange he could get.
Right.
Like, your tan is absolutely fabulous. Wonderful tan. I love the highlights in your hair and the comb over.
Terrific.
Get him, Lester.
He's not answering.
Still not. It just happened. With her braces on.
Where are we at?
You don't care. It's not you don't mind it. You don't give a kitty. Oh, look at her face. Oh, listen to him cheering for him. Why? Hers is government and a job, and it's supposed to be top secret.
Ooh, the P-Box goes flat.
Mm-hmm. That's Trump's folks. They're stupid. Or no respect just like he does.
Yeah, the audience tripping.
Yeah. They should be put out.
Yeah, they should.
I'm gonna tell you, if it was a bunch of us, they put us out. Get him, Hill.
Hey.
Ooh, do it for the jugular.
Go on, Hillary. Wow.
Here it comes.
Boy, that girl. Ooh, go on, Hillary. Bust them out. Wow. She is busting him out. Wow.
Yes, she is. Look at him. Now he's messing with the mic. He's going to strangle the mic.
Oh!
Oh, she threw the gauntlet down. Drop the mic!
Wow. Ooh, Hillary.
Coming hard. He dropped the mic. He dropped the mic.
Yeah.
He's letting her talk now. Here we go. Here we go. What does that have to do with tonight's debate? He has no new fresh comedy. Who is he talking about? His 40%?
He's stupid.
Yeah. He is stuttering. What is he talking about? Under leverage. So what is it? A braggadocious. What the hell? It's a
braggadocious. Why? This is a tax on the ethical survey.
That's the first time. We got to use that. We got to use that. I'm going to put that in my office. That's too funny. Where does he come from? He's got his own airport. He got his own plane. Like, what are you talking about? Hey, his people are the ones who own the House and the Senate. You should remind them that's your people. You're aligned with the Republicans. You're in the middle of it. So what are you complaining about your people for? They're lucky they ain't got no sister up in there. I'm telling you. She's
all
tight, though.
Broke up the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. She's giving them a look. Here it comes. Somebody's screaming again.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh!
Oh!
Uh-oh!
Donald.
Oh.
It's true.
Wow.
He can't go in it.
Ooh, he hates that.
Ooh. Oh, here he comes. Push him. Push him. Hit the civil rights movement, where he built all those buildings in New York City and wouldn't allow black people to get in there.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. You don't even remember.
That girl is busting it out. Bust it out, Hillary.
Yeah, she's getting them. Orange, exposed orange man.
Right.
So it is covered.
She's busting out.
Yeah, he's just talking in circles right now.
Yeah.
For a time. What is he talking about? A rare.
Mm-hmm.
Get him, Hillary. He played the laws for himself.
Mm-hmm. They didn't get paid a lot, but taking advantage of the laws of the nation. If you want to change the laws, you've been there a long time, change the laws. But I take advantage of the laws of the nation because I'm running a company. My obligation right now is to do well for myself.
Love him?
Mm.
Hey, nobody loves him. But Ivanka. He got all his money. And his daughter. But this country is not built just on money. It's built on principles.
Yeah.
That he has none of. He has no filter. He's just sitting there, letting him trip again, bury himself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her face. He still hasn't said nothing. Turn to Don and ask about Don King. Is that who represents race relations to you?
Right.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. I should have asked Donald first. Come on, Hillary. Look at our notes. Opportunities, sweetie. Talk about opportunities. She's missing an opportunity. Gotta have opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be acting like this.
Right.
So we have to do two things, as I said. We have to restore trust. We have to work with the police. We have to make sure they respect the community, and the communities respect them. And we have to tackle the plague of gun violence, which is a big contributor to a problem that we're seeing today.
We don't have it.
Shut up.
And when I look at what's going on in Charlotte, the city I love, the city where I have investments, when I look at what's going on throughout various parts of our country, where the sun, I can just keep making all day long. We need law and order in our country. And I just got today the respect of the Journal of Police, just came in. We have endorsements from, I think, almost every police group.
For white people.
Yeah.
We have a situation where we have our inner cities, African Americans, Hispanics, are living in hell because it's so dangerous. You walk down the street, you get shot.
This man is, I don't know how much Mark can watch of this. He's a war-torn, talking about war-torn country he's never experienced the like of.
Exactly, never. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm so disturbed. I just, boy, am I so disturbed. He makes no sense. So who's supposed to have guns in the Don? Who's supposed to have the guns?
Right.
We just ain't in the inner city. He's so racist.
About race relations, not crime.
Thank you.
Not answering the question again.
Okay, he has no answer.
Way to go, Lester.
He's handling them well.
What?
Ooh.
He got that all wrong. You're wrong on that.
Do you know what he's saying? Black people are bad. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. This is race in America. We're not talking about violence right now. Race in America, he automatically goes to violence.
Yeah.
So that was in itself is showing that he's a racist. He asked you about race relations in America. He didn't ask you about violence in America. You automatically took it to black people and violence.
He's crazy. He's a.
So Hillary busts him out about that.
Yeah.
And Lester needs to say something too.
Yeah. No kidding. Ah, he is so rude.
You're not answering the question. That's not the question. The question about race relations.
Absolutely.
Nothing needs a bit. Come on here. We bust him out, honey.
Here she comes. African American. Thank you. Speak, girl. Tell him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to go off in a minute. The chicken is fine.
Very
I just bought that chicken over there.
Very good.
Yeah, there's two chickens.
Absolutely.
It's racial profiling. Just say it.
We can see it creep back.
For the kill.
Mm-hmm.
We went from 2,200 to
to 500, and it was continuing.
So it's also fair to say if we're going to talk about the mayors that
here we go.
Continue to drop the murder. So there is
your
own. New York has done an excellent job, and I give credit. I give credit across the board going back to Mayor Duclos, Chief, because it has worked, and other communities need to come together to do what will work as well. Look, one murder is too many, but it is important that we learn about what happened.
He's getting a lesson right now. He's getting a minute of yelling.
Yeah.
Each other. Right. She should be building her base at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
She finally got a job working.
Yes.
And so we need to do a better job of working again with the community, faith community,
so ignorant.
As well as the police to try to deal with this problem.
And him.
Thank you.
See you later. I'll see you in 4 years. African American community, the community, the inner cities, has been so badly treated.
He was a part of it. He has Don
right.
King for a friend. Call the Don. She's laughing at him. He's tripping. Oh, God. How typical he's going to pick Philly. Why don't you go to St. Louis? He's so ignorant. What does that have to do with her? Uh-oh. Oh. I told you she was going for the guest. I dropped the mic.
Right.
Look at his face. Lester. Why does he keep blaming her for this? He bit and ran.
Was on to saying that this happened.
Completely out of control.
Now I have a question.
I got him to give.
You did fail, stupid. He's a citizen. Oh, that's good. Huh? No. No, I'm fine.
Don't talk about
things that are very important to me and that are very important to the country.
What's going on? Having a strong border? What can I have to do with shit? Excuse me, I forgot I'm on. You're recording this. Yeah, you were. Look at her face. Look at that.
Yeah.
This man is a nutcase. What is he talking about?
He's tripping.
Racial healing. is like off the chain.
What?
What is he talking about?
Now he has a producer.
What is he talking about? For who? What is he talking about? The first certificate. Go ahead, Hillary.
Not only for the country, but even for the president.
So we tried to put the whole racist birth or lie. But it can't be necessary. He started his political based on this racist lie that our first black president.
Get him, girl.
Year after year,
because
look at him. His first job from his dad.
Yeah.
Yep. Drop the mic again.
When they go low, we go high. And Barack Obama went high, despite Donald Trump's best efforts to bring him down.
Mr. Trump, you can respond. First of all, I got to watch him preparing for this movie.
Here he comes, another lie. You weren't. That's a lie. I've seen the case. No, they sued you and your company and your father's company several times.
We need to settle the suit zero with no
equity.
Oh my God. I
look at this and
I say, isn't that amazing? Because I settled that lawsuit.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That nice what he did for them. How could it be? They can't live there.
Right.
Nobody can live there. Could you open the club?
What the?
What is he talking? Girl.
What?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Look at his notes at his feet. What did he say? Oh my God.
Well, I think cybersecurity, cyber warfare will be one of the biggest challenges facing the next president because clearly we're facing at this point two different kinds of adversaries. There are the independent camping groups that do it mostly for commercial reasons to try to steal information that they then can use to make money.
I like that undercover hacking group, the worldwide one. They're classic.
Yes.
I forget what they're called.
Recent and troubling of these has been Russia.
Oh, here we go. And I got an open invitation. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Look at it. He is crazy. I'm on the air on time. on his site, website.
Not
consistently insulted Muslims abroad, Muslims at home, when we need to be cooperating with Muslim nations and with the American Muslim community. They're on the front line. They can provide information to us that we might not get anywhere else. They need to help.
Oh, Hillary, she might get a lot of people killed right now.
And pushed away, as some of Donald's rhetoric, unfortunately, has led to.
Mr. Efters, please respond. The Secretary said very strongly about working with.
We've been working with them for many years. And we have the greatest mess anyone's ever seen. You look at the Middle East, it's a total mess. Under your direction, you will fix them. When you look at the Middle East, you started the Iran deal. That's another beauty where you have the country that was ready to fall. I mean, they were choking on the sanctions. And now they're going to be actually probably a major power at some point, but it's not the way it's going. But when you look at me, I was asked on a major show, what do you think they have to understand how the business works? It's really well, but I have common sense.
Call from Brown.
I haven't given lots of thought to that, but two things. Number one, the 20 countries that are paying their fair share. Number two, and that bothers me because we should be asked, we're defending them and they should at least be paying us what they're supposed to be paying by treaty. Number two, I said it very strongly, NATO could be obsolete because I was very strong at this and it was actually covered very accurately in the New York Times, which is unusual for the New York Times, to be honest.
How much time are they going to keep giving this man? He's talking in circles.
If somebody would call up Sean Hannity, this was before the war started, he and I used to argue.
opinions about the war. I said it's a terrible and a stupid thing. It's going to destabilize the Middle East, and that's exactly what it's done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's
fucking
out.
Yeah. I have a much better temperament? But he can't ask her. She's bleeding. Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at him.
Oh. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I forgot I was online. I read the rules. I'm not following it. She's tripping right now. I'm telling you, he's drinking vodka. He might have switched to. Oh my God, he might have switched to tequila. I'm sorry, I missed what you said. Security guards would be dragging her off the stage. Yeah. He doesn't answer anything. What is he going to do now?
but they should be banned because we are providing tremendous service, so we're losing our fortune. That's why we're losing.
They're what? He made up another word.
It's very possible that
but
they don't
He is so rude to Lester Holt. He don't have no respect for nobody.
I know it.
Can we please get on the last segment?
Do you support the current policy? Mr. Trump, you have 2 minutes.
Well, I have to say that Secretary Russian. She's very cavalier in the way she talks about various countries. But Russia's been expanding. They have a much newer capability than we do. Updating from the news standpoint. I looked the other night, I was seeing B-52s there. Old enough that your father and your grandfather could be flying. We are not keeping up with other countries. I would like everybody to end it, just get rid of it. At the same time, we have to be prepared. I can't take anything off the table. Because you look at some of these countries, you look at North Korea, we're doing nothing there. China should solve that problem. China should go into North Korea. China is totally powerful as it relates to North Korea. And by the way, another word powerful is the worst deal I think I've ever seen negotiated. If you started as the Iran deal, Iran is one of their biggest trading partners. Iran has power over North Korea. When they made that horrible deal with Iran, they should have included the fact that they do something with respect to North Korea. And they should have done something with respect to Yemen and all these other places. And when asked to Secretary Kerry, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you add other things into the deal? One of the great giveaways of all time, including $400 million in cash. Nobody has ever seen that before. That turned out to be wrong. It was actually $1.7 billion in cash. Obviously, I guess, for the hostages, it certainly looks that way. So you say you still have...
It looks that way. He still knows no facts. It doesn't matter. It's driving me crazy.
In history, the deal with Iran will lead to nuclear problems. All they have to do is sit back 10 years, and they don't have to do much, and they're going to end up getting nuclear. I met with Ibi Netanyahu the other day. Believe me, he is not a happy camper.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president. And I want to reassure our allies in Japan and South Korea and elsewhere that we have mutual defense treaties and we will honor them. It is essential that America's word be good. And so I know that this campaign has caused some questioning and some worries on the part of many leaders across the globe. I've talked with a number of them. But I want to, on behalf of myself, and I think on behalf of the majority of the American people, say that our word is good. It's also important that we look at the entire Sudan situation. That we have other problems in America on, but personally, I'd rather deal with the other problems having put that list on the nuclear And Donald never tells you what he would do. Would he have started a war? Would he have bombed Iran? He's going to criticize a deal that has been very successful in giving us access to Iranian facilities that we never had before. And he should tell us what his alternative would be. But it's like his plan to defeat ISIS. He says that they pretend, but here it is to be so we need to be more precise in how we talk about these issues. People around the world follow affinity at all.
That was priceless. That was the best line so far. I got to run it back even more. That is so funny.
So stupid.
I hope they call me about this. He is such an idiot. Look at his face. Look at his face. Okay, I'm going for it again.
Look at
him. And he called her his housekeeping because she was Latina. Tell us she has a name. Her name is Latina Machado, and she has become a U.S. citizen, and you can bet she is going to vote in this
Oh, Lester's lost total control.
Well, not to win this election, but my final question to you tonight, are you willing to accept the outcome as the will of the voter, Secretary Clinton?
Well, I support our democracy, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but I certainly will support the outcome of this election, and I know Donald's trying very hard to plant doubts about it, but I hope the people out there understand this election is really up to you. It's not about us so much as it is about you and your families and the kind of country and future you want. So it's your hope you will get out and vote as though your future depends on it, because I think it does.
Mr. Trump, I have a quick question. Will you accept the election?
I want to make this thing that you're again. We are a nation that is seriously trying. These are my job. People.
Oh my God.
But these people that we were going to deport for good reason ended up becoming citizens. And it was 800, and now it turns out it might be 1800, and they didn't even know.
I ran it back. I'm catching up with you now.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. We're losing our jobs. People are pouring into our country.
Well, let's see. Are they going to shake? They're shaking hands. All right. Well,
so
I'll tell you what. Hillary spanked that ass. That's what I'm going
to say. You're right. She dropped the mic early on.
Yeah, you have any other additional comments before we close out this special edition of the T. Bowley Lounge?
I would say to T. Bowley Lounge participants and followers, this was the perfect platform to allow all of us who are out here carrying on the mission of Black Lives Matter and getting our voices heard and looking at who's going to represent the United States next. Hillary dropped the mic on him. He could not respond. He answered no questions. He has no plan. He's full of fluff. He is the biggest part of the problem I've ever seen. Let's just get everybody to get out there and vote. Go, Hill.
Oh, okay.
Go, TB. That's it for me. Let's celebrate.
Okay.